Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, we look forward to our weekly chat with Simone Herodin of the Artscape Theatre. And she's chatting to us amongst all the buzz and excitement of Christmas. She said she's in the foyer and she found a quiet spot because the theatre really is buzzing. Simone, what a lovely time to be at work, right?
Absolutely, Janet. The theatre really is buzzing. It's buzzing in the 4 years with our Disability Week. It was International Persons with Disabilities Day yesterday. And we've had quite a few seminars and events. And it's buzzing on the stage starting next week.
Phenomenal. So what can we look forward to next week?
Opening on the 12th is My Fair Lady. It's presented by Peter Turing. Obviously, it's punted as the world's most best loved musical. So I'm looking forward to some of those sing-along songs. I could have danced all night, get me to the church on time. Wouldn't it be lovely? Wouldn't it be lovely just to come and watch
What
My
a
Fair
great
Lady?
reason to come to the theatre, but to catch My Fair Lady. And it's that time of the year where people are relaxed, they're excited, they're looking forward, and there's so much activity. People have gotten bonuses, they're looking forward to the year end, and it's just a phenomenal time. People really are in their happy space.
Definitely. And to make them even more happier is Cape Town City Ballet's The Nutcracker that opens on the 13th of December. And it is choreographed by Veronica Paper. And anything that
Oh, she
Veronica
is an
Paper,
icon, right? She
absolutely.
is just legendary.
She has the Midas touch when it comes to choreographing ballets. Definitely. In fact, a little anecdote. A little anecdote, before I worked at Artscape, I was an extra in the Corps de Ballet, and I was in
Oh, wow.
Spartacus. The last time the Spartacus was performed, it was, I think it was 1999, if I'm not mistaken, and Veronica Paper was the choreographer.
Can you believe it? We knew those carbs had to come from somewhere, Simon. It's all that classical training, all that amazing energy of staying afloat and staying on point. So perfectly understandable. So we've got My Fair Lady. We've got the classic Nutcracker, which is synonymous with Christmas and seeing in the new year. I mean, forever in the day, we'd be sitting, watching it, waiting for the new year to come in. And here we would be watching the Nutcracker on television, you know, whether it was the
Absolutely.
black and white version
Yes.
or there have been so many versions. So it would be wonderful to watch it come alive on stage. It really would be super, super exciting. So looking forward to that. So we've got My Fair Lady, the Nutcracker, and what else is happening in between?
And then for the little ones, Santa's Sleigh Bells Safari. So this is definitely a family festive season treat. It's an amazing production specifically for the kiddies, blending puppetry, physical performance, and song as Santa's Sleigh Bells Safari. It's a gentle, magical, heartwarming visual feast telling the story of how, when we all come together, we can achieve impossible goals. I mean, what an amazing storyline and motivation to give the young ones. We can achieve what we set out to achieve.
Phenomenal. At a time when it's holidays, there's so many distractions, they've finished exams and looking forward to the new year, just a perfect time to be able to give them this wonderful advice.
And Janet, just a bit of advice for those you mentioned that some people are getting bonuses. I would advise them to keep a little bit of their bonus aside for next year's January in Bloomsbury Youth Choir. That's coming up in January next year. And in Vincent, his quest to love and to be loved. But the Ndlovu Youth Choir is definitely something to keep that extra 500 rand aside.
Well, and Global Youth Choir has been, lauded on international stages as well. So you would be silly to indulge and overindulge and not keep some of that for the new year, definitely. We know it's January, but we have pivoted from those days of January. We plan and we budget very well these days. So
Absolutely.
definitely something to look forward to in January as we say hello to a bright, fresh new year.
Yes. So those are the fabulous productions on at Artscape at the moment. Just to reiterate again, especially with this Persons with Disability Week, as I said, just celebrating yesterday, International Days of Persons with Disability. Artscape has got the amazing loop system where those with cochlear implants or hearing aids can actually just dial in and they get the sound world class directly from stage. And obviously, other facilities for persons with disabilities, such as lowered counters, ramps, accessible lettering, etc. So those are the what we would
Phenomenal.
really like to brag about this week, specifically celebrating persons with disabilities, making Artscape accessible to all.
And that's the beauty of Artscape. It really is accessible. It's a space for all of us to come and enjoy. And those with disabilities are certainly not excluded. And then, of course, we have that amazing underground parking so that you can be safe and you can be secure and, arrive with pizzazz. To the theater because you've parked comfortably and there's no need to hassle. It's just seamless.
Definitely with pizzazz because the City of Cape Town has even given us a red carpet as people
I
arrive.
know. I
Yeah.
love that because the moment you hit that red carpet, it's like lights, camera, action, it's happening. I'm dolled up. I'm going to the theater. It's special. I'm here for this. So it's pretty amazing. It looks phenomenal, and I'm sure everybody gets a little bit more attitude when they hit that red carpet for sure.
Definitely. So we hope to
Well,
see everyone
Simone,
at Artscape.
yes, we look forward to seeing you. We have a group. Thanks for your tickets. We have a group that is coming to watch the dress rehearsal of My Fair Lady, and it's going to be super, super exciting. So definitely looking forward to some festive cheer at the theatre.
Happy festive season.
Thank you, Simone. All the best. See
Thanks,
you at
Janet,
the
you too.
theater.
Bye.
Bye.